Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Oh.
Hey, hold on. Hey, everybody, this is Chris Michael Ward. I'm filling in for authors Terry E. Lyle, and she is with her family. But I want to thank all our listeners for calling in. And our guest tonight is the award-winning Laurie D. Edwards. And if you want to call in and ask him questions or leave him leave a comment, you can call 347-945-6003. But before we get to our guest, I'm so excited to be here. I want to say hello to Mark Anthony Riel, my co-host. Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
This isn't Mark.
Oh, hold on. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, he didn't unmute me. Yeah, hi, Chris. Hi, Laurie.
Hey, what's up?
I pronounced it right. We went through this last time about his pronunciation of his name, and we got it right. Right?
Yes, you did. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm out and about working, so I'll try to curtail the background noise, but just the pains of an artist. But, you know, just be with me.
Okay. All right. We will.
Well, Laurie, first I wanted to introduce you to the show. Sorry for the confusion. I want to introduce you to the show. Mark, you can ask the first question, please.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you back on the show. And when Terry was with us, she's got some family stuff going on right now. But I want to know what's going on with you lately.
I'm working right now. I'm about to drop a new EP called Love Anthems Part 1, The Awakening. For those of you who are not familiar with an EP or know what it is basically a half an album that consists of six songs, sometimes seven on a bonus. I've been asked to join in a couple of plays. I'm in doing part-time acting. I'm nominated. I wasn't able to be in Atlanta, but I'm nominated for Male R&B Underground Artist of the Year. So please hope I win. But it's an honor to be nominated. I'm still, promoting the forthcoming singles from my new coming EP, Captivating and Baby Making Love, which you guys just played. And a host of shows are coming up. A lot of things. I'm really booked. So, I'm just thankful that a whole lot of radio stations, especially on the internet, have catered to me. I got to give them their shout. This one, Underground Power Hour, with Willie Dubs, Steve Jones, Diversity of the Minds, Blazing and Heat Radio with Authors Carolyn Ballard and DJ D1. Also, The Mystery Man, D Boss Lady Radio, and so many more. You know, I don't want to take up the whole time shouting out, but, that's what's been going on.
Wow. You got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, trying. Yeah.
All right. Well, Laurie, my first question is, what was the inspiration behind the song we played before we came on, the song Baby Making Love? What was the inspiration behind that song, behind singing that song?
Well, there was I actually heard the original musical track years ago, and it just took me to another place. It just had an alluring feel to it, just like a romantic setting. And two people get together and have some wine, candlelight, food, and the rest is history. So that's the vibe that track gave me. And I ran into a partner of mine from college days. I'm a graduate of Norfolk State University. I got to give him his props, Mr. Brian K. Sullivan, that we reconnected a couple of years ago, and he kind of updated the track with his production credits, and we just created the same feel all over again. But it's just inspiration, nice mellow music, nice mood, nice scenery, and that's the kind of feel it gave me,
That's very awesome. Now, my next question is, how long have you been? I just learned about you this week. So, how long have you been a singer?
Well, I've actually been singing since I was 7 years old under the tutelage of my father, Larry Edward Sr., who is a gospel musician to this day. He inspired me, you know, in church, and, you know, I would sing in school talent shows eventually and do talent shows and, you know, do various showcases throughout the years, almost signed a major record deal and, you know, did lounges. I've won awards. I've won 5 different indie artist awards and 5 of the major markets, L.A., New York, Chicago, Detroit, and Washington, D.C. And for a span of years, that's, you know, what's been going on. But I've been, you know, singing since I was the age of 7.
All right. Well, before I let Mark ask his next question, we have a caller with the last 4 digits, 2246. So, caller, you are on the air. What is your question or comment?
Good. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had my phone on mute, okay? And then I had it on speaker because I was doing some things. But, yes, I am calling from Houston, Texas, and my name is the Diamond Diva, and I wanted to call in to support Larry.
Hey. What's up, Diamond Diva?
I see on Facebook that you really are a big supporter of his, and he gravitates towards the people that support him. So that's wonderful.
Absolutely. 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 And I am too on Blog Talk Radio. I have my show on Blog Talk Radio.
I know. I heard a little of it. Yeah, it was great.
Oh my. When did you hear it?
doing my research. I turn every stone. Every stone is unturned. I check everything out. And
amen.
I did listen.
Yeah,
amen.
I didn't know about your show, Diamond. So what's your show called, and how can people listen to it?
Actually, it's Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio. We've been on the airwaves for 6 years, and we're at our 900th episode. It would have been more, but we've had some challenges along the way. But, yeah, we're on Blog Talk Radio, and you can type us in right there, Diversity of the Minds Radio on Blog Talk Radio, and then they'll be able to listen to all of the archives and any shows that we have, you know, that we're broadcasting.
Yeah, right, we'll check it out.
Great show,
yeah.
Great radio show. And they've been very supportive of my music. She's been stellar. She's I call her the black female Howard Stern. So if you listen to her show, you'll see why. But she's a dynamic radio host, man. I mean, she shows very much support, very bright, energetic personality. Got some great topics, you know, laughs, I mean, giggles. If you, you know, you ready to toss it up and kick back and laugh a little bit and get your mind stimulated a little bit, Diversity of the Minds is the place, man. And they show mass support. And the mere fact she's calling in just lets me know, you know what I'm saying? That makes our bond even more solid. So I appreciate that.
No doubt. And you know what? When I need a spokesperson in the future, I'm going to come to you, Larry.
always.
Absolutely. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to you and just let you know that I'm very, very, very grateful to have someone like you in my corner in my life. I think you are an exceptional artist. Keep moving forward because, you know, the sky is the limit for you. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, man, and vice versa, man. We keep doing you and I keep supporting you and we all support each other. You know, especially on this platform, and props to both the hosts and Terry Lyles for having me. You know, I gotta thank them as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely.
On that, you know.
Yes. And I'm
all
gonna
right.
have to get you guys on my station, okay? I know we don't have a lot of time here, but I just want to know if I can ever get y'all on my station. We, you know, radio stations interview other radio stations, so we can make this a family affair.
I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to Terry, but I'm going to, She just texted me, and she wants me to keep asking Laurie questions. So you have to talk to author Terry Lyle.
Absolutely, no doubt. And thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, Laurie, sorry about that. Sorry that I took your time asking her about
oh, no.
her for show. Well, and Terry wanted me to mute Mark's mic, so when I unmute Mark's mic, he can ask a question. But I wanted to ask you a question and say, outside of music, and ask you, outside of music, what is your favorite thing to do?
Oh, man. I enjoy writing poetry, which is artistic. Sometimes I read in my spare time. I surf the net. Also, you know, I've worked as an educator for a number of years. Most of my interests rotate around either.
What happened? Hello, Mark, are you there?
Yeah.
I was deleting one of the caller didn't drop, and I was.
Did you hang up on Laurie?
I apologize. Lipstick.
Laurie, call back.
I'm just having bad luck today. I'm telling you, I'm making lots of mistakes here.
You want me to message him and call back? I can do that.
Oh wait, this might be him. I think. Hold on. Hello, Laurie.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I'm sorry about that, Laurie. I'm sorry.
No problem. Everybody
okay,
go
Mark,
back.
Do you
want
to ask?
I'm basically reading.
Mark?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. You know, I was checking out your Facebook page, Laurie, and you give a shout out to your eighth grade teacher for continuing to believe in you and support you. I mean, that Nancy, what was her last name? Alice?
My eighth grade teacher? I had a teacher by the name of Mr. Alvin Campbell.
The question I want you to know is how important is it for you to keep positive and supportive people in your life? Who are some of the other special people that you surround yourself with?
Other than my parents, Larry Sr. and Gloria Taylor Edwards, giving them shouts. Brother Rob, the poet Brown, who was an awesome poet, artist in D.C. We've been collab partners for the longest. William Washington, another great poet here in the New York City area. There's so many of them. The POET movement, Black Ice, Charlie Brown, Brother O, all those people that are a part of Poet, an organization I belong to that's based in Chicago. So many different people that have touched my life. Miss Samantha and Poor Crandall, I don't know if she's listening, a fellow teacher in the D.C. area. And people that are fans of my music, I can't call them all out, but, you know you in my heart or whatever, you know, because we don't have that much time. But, you know, those people, and of course, you guys and Miss Terry Lyles, who's just been a great supporter for a very long time. So, you know, those are some of the people. You know, anybody else, you know, charge it to my head, not my heart, you know.
All right. Well, Laurie, before you was a singer, who inspired you to be a singer?
Oh, my idol. Other than my father, Donny Hathaway was my favorite singer of all time. Marvin Gaye, so many. I mean, from R. Kelly to Faith Evans to, you know, even some of the gospel greats, the Hawkins family. But mostly important, I would say, my father inspired me without trying to push me to be one. He just would play music around the house, and I would listen to Donnie, Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin. It was so many, Chaka Khan. It was so many people that inspired me, you know, that high, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, I'm gonna unmute Mark's mic because there was interference with this mic, and I'm gonna have him ask a question. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Laurie, you participated in a discussion with authoress Carolyn Ballard recently about profiting from the gospel. Why do you laugh?
Oh man, that was
that
last
was
night.
That a free for all? Did that turn into a free for all, Larry?
It almost did, but it really didn't. It was a very intelligent discussion. It was really enlightening, you know, to have the different differences of opinions and you know, things that, you know, people see, you know, in the church or whatever. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was a pretty interesting discussion. I'll say that much, you know.
I can imagine it would be. What is your view on that, profiting from the gospel? What do you think about that?
I'm against it. I don't have a problem with people making money for services rendered. You know, I do think that you're supposed to have earnings if you work within political organizations or church organizations. However, if you are making money off of your flock and you're not teaching them how to be financially successful, I think that that's a problem. It's not fair. And you know, for those that claim to be believers in the Creator, it is not fair to use the Creator in vain for your own personal gain. That's my personal take on that.
All right. And, Laurie, you already mentioned some stuff that you got coming up. Who are some of the artists that you would love to work with that you have never worked with?
Oh, God. Well, before he kind of had some legal circumstances, I would have loved to have worked with R. Kelly. I would have loved to have worked with D'Angelo, who was from my hometown. My dream artist to work with is Faith Evans. That would be, you know, one of my goals. But yeah, those are a few of the artists that I would have loved to work with. I would have loved to have worked with Donny Hathaway, God rest his soul, and Barry White, which is one of my, you know, one of my influences as well, you know.
Yeah. And outside of singing and performing, you know, what are some things that you like to do out, you know, when you're not working? What are, like, your hobbies?
I like to read. I like to surf the net. I like to spend time with my daughter. You know, it's not too much to me. Every now and then I might catch a bite to eat at a nice little lounge or a restaurant, watch football, you know, go for long walks, you know, have stimulating conversations with friends and things of that nature. And, you know, so much of my life is music-based that some of my hobbies fit into that. You know, traveling. You know, I had a chance to travel with my music or listening to music. And, you know, those are the things I enjoy outside of lurking. But most of it is, like I said, music-based and things.
All right. Well, I'm going to unmute Mark's mic so he can ask you a question or two. And we got 5 minutes on the clock. Okay, Mark, you can ask a question.
Yeah, I've been enjoying your videos on YouTube and doing my research. When you write your beautiful songs, do you draw from your poetry and short stories, or are you inspired by everyday life, or both?
Mostly everyday life and whatever I'm feeling at the moment. Like I used to say in other interviews, I'm not the type to maybe burn candles or incense and, you know, have to be in a subtle mood to write. It just hits me, and whatever, I could hear a musical track and I could just, it'll inspire me. The track Captivating, I heard the music, it just inspired me to write. So I don't really have any, like, particular, you know, it's random. It's like, it could be anything. Like right now, I could get a feeling and feel an urge to just write a love song or a song about this, that, and other, depending on how I'm feeling at the moment or what's interesting. And my poetry is the same way, but I draw more off of conversations in real life, you know, when I write my poetry.
Well, that's why you keep winning all those awards.
Hopefully I get that Grammy, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's on the way. It's on the way.
Yeah, hopefully. Definitely.
Okay, Laurie, where can people find you on your social? Where can people find you if they want to connect with you?
They can connect with me on Facebook, Laurie, Laurie D. Edwards. They can find me on Twitter, Soul of Laurie. You can find me, Laurie, Laurie Edwards, on Instagram. They can purchase my album, Poetic Love, my first album, www.laurie, LARIE.bandcamp.com. And I'm also on YouTube, Larry D. Edwards, or Larry Edwards on YouTube. That's where you can find me.
Okay, and do you sell any merchandise, like on a website that people can get?
Like I said, Poetic Love is available on www.larie.bandcamp.com. That's my first album.
Okay.
Called Poetic Love.
I apologize. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Well, no problem.
All right. Mark, you got another question?
Yeah. When you were 7 years old and singing in the church, I mean, did you have any idea that you would come so far?
No, to be honest with you, I didn't know what was gonna go on. I just wanted to try it. You know what I mean? I just wanted to see what happens and take it as far as I can. So I always used it for stress relief. You know what I mean? It was really just one of those things where I could just relieve my stress and do what I needed to do to better myself. I didn't know how far. I always dreamed of, you know, making a girl scream, of course, which has happened a lot, but you know, it was always to have that natural high feeling that I could do something well, you know. I didn't know how far it could go, but I felt in my heart that I was born to do this, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you know, we got like two minutes left on the show, and I don't remember if I asked you this, but do you have a family? Do you have like a wife and kids or a girlfriend or anything?
Well, I have a kid. I have a daughter. She's 4.
Okay.
I call her Muffin, and I have that. As far as a wife or a girlfriend, that remains to be seen. But
all right. With that,
I'm just.
Yeah.
Sir.
I'm sorry. I said, was that too personal? I didn't mean to get too personal.
Oh no. Hey, you know, you asked and. You know, I answered. You know, I'm really relaxing. You know what I mean? I'm just enjoying my daughter
right
now.
Yeah, all right.
You know?
Okay, well, that's
right.
Good dads are good dads.
Right.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mark. You got one more question, Mark?
I just want to. I wish you continued success and keep on keeping on. And you know, you're on the right track. Do you think you might have something else besides that coming up, your new album?
Yeah, I'm going to have a mixtape coming out after that that's been years in the making. And like I said, I'm also going to be in a couple of plays, one of them, which I can't reveal just yet, but it is through the tutelage of A. Gregory Harris, who is the arts director for the National Action Network, which is run by Al Sharpton. So I'm proud to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Laurie, we'll have to get you back sometime. It's been fun. We are counting down to the last few seconds. I want to thank you for coming on. I want to apologize for all the technical issues. And we look forward to having you back on, and you have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie. Right. Have a good night, Mark. Have a good night, everybody. Good night.
Nighty-night.